Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Hello, everyone. Every journey we know that someone takes towards sobriety and health is so unique, and it takes so much courage to begin. And today, our guest, London Bex, will share her journey, how she became sober, and how she became Miss California in 2012. London, welcome to the show. And where did you get your inspiration from to change your life?
Thank you so much, Erica. I'm really happy to be here and honored that you have brought me on the show.
Oh, our pleasure.
I have a lot of inspiration today, but you know, when I was sick and suffering and I was in the really dark place and hopeless and my emotional bottom, I was suicidal, I was able to look at the gift that I had in my sister, Elizabeth, mm-hmm. who was born with Down syndrome. She was born with a heart defect and she had to go immediately into heart surgery. And then between her second and third heart surgery, she got diagnosed with leukemia. She's just like the most incredible warrior angel on this planet that I've ever met. And I looked at her when I was at my bottom, and she had mm-hmm. actually just had heart failure long after all her surgeries. And she had never once abused drugs or alcohol. She had never taken anything to be mind-altering or to mm-hmm. escape the fear or the pain that she was going through. She was always fighting for like every single breath and every single day that she got to live. And it really showed me, you know, how precious life is and how lucky we are just to be alive. And here I was, you know, like wanting to kill myself, thinking that like what I had to face was so difficult that it would be easier to just die. And you know, I took about a year before I even did get sober after her heart failure, but it really was a catalyst for me to look in the mirror and really reevaluate my life. But in the first 8 months of my sobriety, I got nominated as Miss Venice Beach. A recruiter approached me about it. And
how did that idea come up? You just said, well, so somebody approached you. You didn't really go out and seek that?
Right, yeah. And I was actually at South by Southwest, the music festival in Austin, when I got an email about it. And I, like, woke up in the morning and I just, like, literally laughed out loud. I was like, I mean, I'm flattered, but I was just like, I'm not a pageant girl. Like, whatever I had in my mind about what that is. I just didn't feel like that was me. I was always an athlete, and so I felt more sporty than princessy. So I actually didn't even respond or anything for a couple of weeks. And then when I got back to California, I started telling a few of my friends about it, and everyone was like, you totally represent California, and you have like this really positive outlook on life now, because I had like gotten sober and I was really changing things around for myself, and I had this new perspective. And they were like, you know, I think you have a really positive message. Like, go for it. So I got a ton of support immediately. Yeah. I'm from the Bay Area, like you are. And so I did feel like, in a way, I represent all of California.
Sure.
And so I went out as Miss Venice Beach, and I got kind of sponsorship and all that kind of stuff. And everything was flowing like heavily and directly in the direction of this. So like today, my God, my higher power is love. And like, I know that the way I'm in my God's will is like, if I'm doing loving things or having loving thoughts. And so I felt like the fact that so much love was flowing in for me to do this, that like it was my God's will and I was being directed. And the only thing that would stop me was my own fear.
Which
is, you know, self will run riot essentially for me in my life.
And what a powerful message, though, to send young women out there that, you know, you've overcome sobriety, you've come from like a place of darkness, you really pulled yourself out, and now look at you on a stage winning Miss, you know, California, and then getting to like propel forward from there and do all these other incredible things. You also were voted Miss Congeniality by fellow delegates. at Nationals in D.C.
Yeah.
and winning Female Athlete of the Year when you were younger. You've really accomplished so much, and I just think it's so awesome that you're, you know, a role model for young women out there that want to, you know, get sober and change their lives and see that it could be fun and an adventure and hopeful. So fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, I was really clear immediately when it happened that, like, everything good in my life at this point has come from my sobriety. So that was really amazing for me to solidify, like, how important it is for me to put that first and everything
right.
else good can follow. But so right. when I was on the stage, the way I ended up winning, I believe, besides everything else or whatnot, you know, is that they asked me who or what inspires you most as my final question. And my sister was in the audience. And so I asked her to stand up, and I really was able to pay tribute to her and honor the role that she played in my life. And
so special.
Then she started coming to all my Miss California stuff with me, and I was like, tweeting and posting on Instagram, like, pictures of her and I. So the director mm-hmm. ended up calling me and asking if she would like to be an honorary Miss California, and sent
so
her
cool.
own crown and sash. So when gave my crown away in 2013, she got to come on stage with me in her own gown, and she got to help me pass on the legacy. So it was a full circle of just how I got there and then getting to share it with her, and it was a really incredible moment. But I agree with you about the message. It's like, you know, that mm-hmm. I actually just posted today on Instagram a picture of a modern house and an old house. I'm in San Francisco, actually. And I said, you know, the quote of Theodore Roosevelt, that comparison is the thief of joy. And
yeah.
that was kind mm-hmm. of my motto going into it. Like, I'm not going to compare myself to any of the other girls. If they want me, they have to pick me. If they pick someone else, I can't ever be that. I can only just
right.
be the best me that I can be. And I kept my intentions really pure, because it was like, if I fell into trying to impress people or, you know, not let my sponsors down or make my family proud, it's like, everybody wants that. You know, what's different?
Right.
What's different about me and the message I'm going to carry? And it really was about, you know, body image and loving yourself and having hope and faith that, like, no matter where you are today, you can have a different tomorrow as long as you do different things right now to get different results later.
Right. And I think the message of authenticity really rings true in everything that you've done,
mm-hmm.
because no matter what, I think to also set that example that you're authentic and you're a star no matter who you are, and to embrace all the differences that, you know, we all are different. We're all wired different. We share different backgrounds
mm-hmm.
and different traumas, and we come from, you know, different walks of life. So just to embrace that authentic piece of yourself is really a wonderful thing to share. And I know that you do that with what you do for a living now. You change your career, right? And now you're working in the treatment world, the recovery world. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. I have. And you know, my sister, too, has told me that everybody has special needs. Like, my sister has special needs, but so do we all. You know, all of our needs are mm-hmm. different and special. And I think that having that compassion and understanding and, like, the patience and tolerance that that I gained through having her as my sister, first of all, and then through working a 12-step program, you know, and really digging into, like, what my feelings mean and where they came from, you know, because, like, when we use drugs and alcohol, at least for me, it was covering up my feelings. And so
right.
when I got sober, like, everything was real, and I had to walk
mm-hmm.
through it and live through it. And I was actually in fashion. I worked in fashion, and I was a hair model for a while, and I had a marketing career at one point too. And so,
right.
Like right after college. So it was never in my pictures that I was going to work in, like, recovery, but it kind of, again, like, organically just came about.
Right.
So
and that happens.
I now work for, right. If I'm living in my higher power's will for my life, that's how it happens. So I now work for a company called Connections in Recovery.
Great.
And, it's a supportive services company that works directly with the families and the clients themselves. So
uh-huh.
every single thing that we advise or anywhere that we send them is directly tailored to what's best for them.
Okay. Well, London, can you tell us just quick where to find you?
Sure.
For our audience?
Yeah. At London Bex is me, LONDONBECS, and then Connections in Recovery.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you for sharing your inspirational story. It's so incredible. This is Rewired Radio on Radio MD, and I'm Erica Spiegelman.